keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. As someone who has been following the club in recent months on the old interweb and also looking at highlights and looking at stats and performances, it was quite surprising for me for the first 45 minutes because that is not, and you wouldn't have been happy, and it wasn't acceptable, was it?
No. But I said to the lads, listen, we're in the game again. We've just thrown another goal away. And that's what I said at half time. And I can hear people going, you know, they're frustrated. I'm frustrated as well. And you know, we will have to change it, you know. But then, you know, I don't know, you move to the second half because I feel like I've run over how many cats because I thought we played so well.
I thought, second half was entertaining, good quality, against the 11 men and equally against the 10 men. And it was a team that really, when you first joined the club, it was the kind of football I was watching, and obviously previously at Bamber Bridge, watching you and the way you set up a team. And that second half was you know, many, many positives. But you can't start a game with a huge defensive mistake, which luckily goes past the post and doesn't go in. And that's the one you think, and I'm thinking today, maybe we've got away with a mistake. But then to make such a fundamental mistake, and in that position, you know, you can't afford to do that, because what it does then, in a lot of ways, and today, I mean, you were talking about players, certainly when something goes against them, imploding as a team and letting in three or four. Now, that never happened today. There was always that spirit, which was good. So mentally, they were a lot tougher today.
And that's what I said. You know, I said that Thursday. I've said that at half-time. Listen, I'm not going to hide it. I've had a right go at half-time, you know, at the keeper and the rest of the team, because not believing themselves and another mistake. And it's fundamental basic errors. And, you know, I want to protect people, and but I can hear it and I can't keep seeing it, you know. But then for the lads to galvanise and get round each other and just have a right go. We had a go at 11 men. I just thought it's a matter of time. There's balls fizzing past the post. Lynch is nearly top corner. The keeper's made two or three great saves. Balls fizzing across the box. I just thought, just go in, and the place was going to erupt, and we were going to go on and win the game, but we didn't. And, you know, I was really down after the Spenny Moore game and the Chorley game, and I could hear people being disgruntled. Today, I've come off, and I'm really proud to manage this club. You know, I really am, and listening to the comments that the fans are saying that things are going in the right way. You know, and on another day, we go and win this game. We go and win it, and the minute things are against us, you know, I've just spoke to their management team, and they said, you know, football's cruel, isn't it? You know, you play that well and you come away with nothing and we don't score. But we've just got to keep believing. We're not going to change it. We're not going to change the style of play that we're playing. And I just believe that we're just that bit of luck, that one win away from going on a run. And you can see the confidence level second half. You know, that's a team that's lost four on the bounce and conceded 13. But I don't think the confidence level's dipped. I don't think their energy levels, their effort levels dipped. They had a right go.
I think you're right. And also, it's testament to the fact that Bernard and Jono were relieved at the end of that game. You know, and these are two managers that we know well, you know well, through your football. And it was a big result for them because they knew, I mean, when that second went in, they were so relieved because they knew that it was 5 minutes coming on that board at 1-0. It was panic.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they go down the other end, a well-taken goal. We're having to maybe stretch ourselves a little bit to try and get that equaliser. But I mean, people have been talking, it's on the message boards and all the rest of it. Another mistake, obviously, by Allanson. And the problem is, the constraints are, as a goalkeeper, you can't bring a goalkeeper in and put him on the bench because the goalkeeper doesn't want to do that. Equally, Lloyd would, I'm sure, prefer to have someone on his shoulder saying, look, if you don't perform, I'm in next week, because it helps him. His confidence is clearly low. And you could see that not only in him, but in the defence didn't have today any belief in him. Because there were situations where balls would go back to goalkeepers on a regular basis, and that never happened. They were making decisions, and quite often dangerous decisions, but they came off. So the likes of Lynch, the likes of O'Halloran, and certainly today the likes of initially Danny Norton and also Collab, they're doing a lot more work, a lot more running, a lot more to the game, because they're not confident. So it's got to be addressed, hasn't it?
It will be addressed. I've made that promise, it will be addressed. I've got to go to the club and I've got to look for a bit of support in you know, in certain areas, you know, financially. I've got to look at areas because, you know,
I've got a fiver.
Yeah, there's a fiver.
Well, actually, no, I've got €5. Sorry, I don't do.
There's people contracted to the club, etc. And you know, it's difficult, but it's got to be addressed, and it will be addressed, and that's all I can say. It must be difficult as a fan at the minute because we've obviously lost 4 games on the spin, and you know, they deserve so much more. But it's not for the want of trying, and you know. We believe in what we're doing. You know, we don't become a bad team. I don't become a bad manager overnight. You know, we believe in what we're doing. And I've taken so many positives from the second half performance. You know, a team third from bottom, up against it, conceded 11 goals before today's game. And just to go and give an account of themselves, what they did second half. And I was just desperate for one ball just to go over the line, take a deflection or just go in. And that's probably a little bit of luck that we're looking for at the minute. But it hasn't come. And you know, you look back at the run of fixtures now, Chorley twice, spending more Chester. Now we've got Bradford next week, so another easy game next week.
And then Stockport County at
home. And then Stockport County, so they're all, you know, they're all winnable games. And that's what we've got to believe. We've got to, it's 90 minutes of football and we've got to believe that. And, you know, we'll keep doing it. I said that to the lads in there now. They are absolutely devastated. They're dejected. They've had a good goal. You've seen the second goal going in. It was like people were shot out there. They were led on the backs and yeah. You know, they're given everything. And, you know, they had to go and, you know, try and get the equaliser. Wasn't to be, and you know, I have to take responsibility. I'm the manager. I have to apologise for, you know, not winning the game of football, but you know, some of the comments I've just heard coming off the ground was really, really encouraging. And,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, they've seen a team that's desperately trying to play the right way and score goals and win football games, and that's what we're trying to do. And you know, we've now got 17 cup finals.
Of course, yeah. And the one thing, you know, I mean, I've known you a number of years and watched the style of football and see you produce. As a manager, so as you say, you don't go from being a decent manager, getting promoted and doing well, to being a bad manager overnight. And the supporters here have seen a change, but that change takes time. It's not a question of in the next 6 months we're going to be top of the league, winning all the cup competitions. It's going to take time. You've got 12 players currently contracted, so there's nothing you can do about that. We obviously have brought in, over a period of time, before you were here even, a number of loanee players, and therefore there's a cap on loanee players.
Yeah.
So you've got a finite resource now to try and find players that can come in, fit in. Now, you've done that with Danny Morton.
Yep.
Great, great signing. Great game and great performance from this afternoon.
Mm. And there's going to be more. You know, there's going to be more. But, I, you know, I'm very... very articulate who I bring in, and I've said this, I don't want to go and flood it with 6 or 8 players. You know, there's only a little bit of tweaking that needs to be done to this team. There will be another 2 new signings coming on Monday. We're going to strengthen, well, 3. You know, we're going to bring a keeper in, we're going to bring a centre-half in, and we're going to bring another midfielder in. That'll happen, and, you know, I'll be talking to the comms team that there'll be 3 more signings coming in. But it's bringing the right people in, you know, bringing the right people in and just keep chipping away at it. You know, we'll train hard next week. We'll probably be in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we'll get ready for the Bradford game next week. But, you know, if anybody is, I don't think they are because the support's been phenomenal today. But, you know, if anyone's doubting us, don't doubt us because we'll turn this around. I'm telling you, we'll turn it around. And you can't play that well and not win football games. You can't. And that's a belief in there. They're absolutely devastated. They're on the knees, they're devastated. But it's part and parcel of football, isn't it? And, you know, we've seen Curzon have won today. But, you know, 2 wins, 3 wins, and you're back in there. And that's, you know, that's our objective. There's 51 points to play for.
Exactly,
51
yeah.
points.
And we've seen, haven't we? We've seen it with the likes of a poor start to the season from Blyth, you know, possibility of losing a manager at one stage, and then obviously that being sorted out, and they're now top 7.
Yeah.
The same with Spennymoor, poor start to the season, you know, Southport had a poor start to the season. So all it takes, as you say, is 2 or 3 games, and before you know it, you're actually mid-table, and you're comfortable playing good football with a realisation that you're not going to get into the top 7, but you are a club that can ride mid-table and have a good end of season and work hard. And that's probably the aim for ourselves as supporters. For you, it's just staying up. Mm. And I'd be happy. 4th bottom, scraping at the last game of the season, who cares? Because, you know, the pitch, the players that you've got are suited to National League North. Yeah. Lots of them. Some of them will have to go. I agree with you. I think there's still 3 or 4, maybe 5 players that need to be called. And that's no disrespect to them. It's just that, you know, as a manager, you've got to be cruel to be kind and move them on. For your benefit and for the club's benefit.
Yeah. And I can't keep pulling punches, you know. There is an element of that, you know. There's an element of that it's not my team yet, you know, and these contracted players are there. But, you know, they're here and they've got to give a good account of themselves. And I was very critical after the Chorley game second half, the way we capitulated. Today I'm full of praise for the lads because I think they did everything but score. And I genuinely believe if we would have scored at the right time, then we would have won the game. But with this game, so many positives. With the last game, up to the sending off positive against Chorley, up to the sending off against Spennymore more positive. So, you know, I'm not doom and gloom. I've seen enough today to make me believe that we'll get out of this. We'll get out of this. But we all need to believe it, and I'm sure we do.
I'm sure we do. And listen, with that, listen, we'll see you next Saturday away at Bradford Park Avenue, riding high in the division, and always open, honest opinion. And it's good to hear a manager actually does talk with his heart and also with a bit of a brain.
I do have a curveball question for you at the end. Yeah. You put into the BP barrel and the SMRE, and then you went over. You got a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
And then he went over to the main stand, pad it down here, and put some money into their barrel. Was it even?
I've got to be honest with you.
Oh, no, don't. I know you're new to the club, mate, but you need to...
No, listen, this is the honesty. It's what I like about it. It's good.
They took a note. They take £5 in the SMRE. And they took £4.90 because that's all I had in change. I had no more notes, so the paddock got £4.90.
Let's not forget, there's more. There's a lot of OAPs in that side.
There's more money
there
in the main stand.
So there's £4.90. Right. That'll get him a bus ride. A couple of trips to the cinema and a pee wet supper.
It'll get you in the 52 to Fellsworth, won't it?
Anyway, it'll be all right. Okay,
thanks
a lot, guys. Cheers.
Fantastic.
Thank you.